Welcome, everybody, to the Locked On Lakers podcast. I'm Anthony Irwin. I am not joined by anyone. In a bit, I'm going to be joined by you guys. I'm going to answer some of you guys' questions. But to start the show, I have to recap the Lakers beating the Mavericks back on Christmas. Just a couple notes on that one. And also, obviously, the Lakers taking care of business last night against the Minnesota Timberwolves, 127-91. I also start the show just really quickly sending some positive thoughts out there to Karl Anthony Towns, given everything that he's going through. Just some things are bigger than basketball, and I just hope the dude is doing all right. And then from there, I will, in the second segment, discuss Kyle Kuzma and Marc Gasol continuing to play really, really well together. And I thought that set a tone for everything that went on from there. In the final segment, I answer a few questions about a few fun ones about the Lakers, the playoff teams, and how they match up against them. Why are Clippers fans is basically what somebody else asked. And then a few questions or a couple questions about the whole Houston situation, which apparently you guys are getting a real kick out of. Let's go ahead and get to the show. Well, the Lakers sure look good. After losing their first game to the Clippers, the Lakers have now just resoundingly beaten two Western Conference playoff hopefuls. You know, unfortunately, in last night or tonight's game, however you wanted to find time, the Lakers played against a shorthanded Minnesota team. Best of, honestly, I do want to take a quick second on this one. Karl Anthony Towns has lived one of the tougher years that any human being could want to really go through. And, you know, a lot of times when athletes go through, times like he has faced, they tend to lean heavily on the sport, right? The sport that they are great at, the sport that they have great control over. And they turn to that as this foundational strength that they define themselves as. And to see Towns go through what he went through over this last year because of the way that COVID really ravaged his family, seeing him go down and it looks like it's a dislocated wrist, which I can't even imagine. I've broken my wrist before and I've had it reset, so that didn't feel very good. And I can't even imagine looking down there as an athlete who makes your money off of that, looking down and say, oh, yeah, my hand is not really attached the way it normally is. And so he's going to miss some time there. The Lakers played against the Timberwolves without him. You could really just kind of see it across the entire roster that the Timberwolves playing on a second night of a back-to-back just didn't really have much energy, and the Lakers took care of business right from the get-go. But I do want to send some positive thoughts and vibes out to Kat because, you know, it's just one thing after another, and we've all been there where it really feels like life just can't quite stop piling on you. And I just want to, you know, hopefully things turn around for him soon, and hopefully he has a good support system to help him through this latest setback, and we hopefully see him on the court healthy, both in terms of mind and body, as soon as possible. The Lakers, like I said, though, they beat the Minnesota Timberwolves 127-91. The game before that, they beat the Dallas Mavericks 138-115. They beat the entire league in terms of how good they've looked, both in terms of production and in terms of how beautiful a game has looked for those for these guys while they've been out there, but also in terms of the fits that they've been wearing. Those uniforms, when they released it, you said, oh man, those the icy white ones are going to be super slick, and then the retro blue ones are going to be super slick, and lo and behold, when they got out there on the court, they really popped. Do wish we could see a more custom court to fit what those jerseys would look like. I think that would be pretty awesome, just in terms of design. But either way, the jerseys look great. Lakers look good in them, and they just, you know, again, disclaimers aside, because of everything that Minnesota is going through, but that's still an NBA team. And while the focus is going to be on the offense and how beautiful the offense looked, Marcus Saul was just on one. And and given everything that's going on there, I find it really impressive that the Lakers also held Minnesota to 91 points in a game that they were just clearly much better than them. So they gave up 23 in the first, 22 in the second, 22 in the third, 24 in the fourth. No real slippage and no real loss of focus and discipline throughout the game. And that's even despite the way that they were shooting, the way the ball was moving, the how easily they were able to score, not just this game, but the one before that. Sometimes when you score as easily as the Lakers do or have been, you can kind of fall into some bad habits. So it's been good to see that this Lakers team has really stayed focused and disciplined, at least in this last game, beating the Timberwolves. At one point, it looked like they might also beat the Timberwolves by 50. But to follow in the other team's footsteps or do the opposite of that, it's sure nice to hear Paul George in mid-season excuse-making form. He just never stops. I want to take a quick second here. When we come back, I want to talk about Kyle Kuzma. He had some interesting quotes after the game. Want to talk a little about Marcus Saul and some of the things that we're learning about this offense early on in the season. We're learning some things a lot faster, I think, than I thought we were going to. So plenty of stuff to get to. And then finally, in the third segment, I'm going to go to Twitter to answer some of the questions there. Little light mailbox. I think everybody was enjoying the holiday break. We got to refill this thing back up. It helps the show, obviously, with the number of iTunes reviews that we get, and then obviously, like it makes a nice connection from me to you guys when I'm answering your guys' questions as well. So let's get those questions back up and running. Quick second though, when we come back, I will talk about Kyle Kuzma. All right, today's show is brought to you in part by BetOnline.ag. Been talking to you guys about this just the interface on the website is really, really clean. I may or may not be indulging in some of the fun that this adds to it. My fantasy team took down the rest of its league, so I have a little extra spending ability that I can't wait to screw up with. But if you're new to the site, and you use a promo code Locked On, you will save, or not you will save, they will give you a 50% deposit to bonus that will just let you go out and have even that much more fun. The game that I will be focusing on this one in is going to be the Lakers against the Blazers. The Lakers are I'm still unknown quite yet as far as who is going to be playing in this one, but I feel pretty confident in saying that the Lakers are should be favorites, will be favorites, almost regardless. Now, we do have to see, LeBron did tweak that ankle, so if the Lakers are without both LeBron and AD, and they have to play early on this season before everybody else is really up to pace with each other, okay, I could see why they would maybe favor Portland in that one, but I still tend to believe that the Lakers are well enough situated as a roster across the board to be able to handle the Blazers at home almost no matter of who is playing for the Lakers. So I'll keep an eye out on those lines. It's they haven't released it yet for the Lakers just because of all of the questions up in the air as far as who's playing, but I'll go ahead and anticipate putting a couple bucks down on the Lakers for this one. Again, head on over to betonline.ag. Use that promo code LOCKEDON. They'll give you a 50% deposit bonus that you can use however you want. In this one, I would probably use a few of those dollars on the Lakers. I just think Portland is overrated, and it's a particularly bad matchup given some of the shortcomings of that roster against this Lakers team. We'll see how that goes. Let's go ahead and get back to the show. All right, so Kyle Kuzma was the story of the beginning of this one. He got the start in Anthony Davis's absence. He played 29 minutes. He played the most minutes of anybody on the roster. Shot 8 of 12, 4 of 6 from three-point range, was a game-high plus 38 on the night. Plus 38. And honestly, backed up a lot of his, the eye test backed up what those stats are telling you. He also had a few rebounds, few assists, few block shots, which was wild to watch. And I think one thing that we thought heading into the season was we really want to see minutes shared between Marc Gasol and Kyle Kuzma. And we got that a little bit more than we normally would with Kuz in the starting lineup, and I thought that combination was really impressive. It just gets back to the style of play that Kuz is the most comfortable with. He's more of a free-flowing kind of pick up type player, and he wants to be out there and in an offense that has enough room for him to create a little bit in on a basketball court that is spread apart enough so that his cutting, you can actually see him making his cuts. And it was just, and honestly, that relationship between Marc Gasol and Kyle Kuzma was such that I thought not only was Kuz as good as he was individually, but we also saw him set a tone for the rest of the team in understanding how to play alongside the guys that he was out there with, playing unselfish. Like on multiple occasions, I was watching this game with Jen, and on multiple occasions, I was like, watch how many diagonal passes with a purpose that the Lakers throw on this possession. And she was just marveling at it. It's one thing to, and we love to kind of freak out or go nuts over when teams rotate the ball around the perimeter and eventually that the ball finds an open corner shooter, and you know, it looks pretty. It's a staple of NBA offenses nowadays. But for me, give me as many diagonal passes as you possibly can, penetrating passes that slice up the defense, really put them at a disadvantage, and usually something good comes out of it. And on multiple occasions, you saw back cuts, and you saw back cuts that led to second diagonal passes, which usually led to kicking it out to a wide open shooter. And I just, it was beautiful basketball. It's the kind of thing that, you know, to get back to the last conversation Pete and I had, I really wish there were fans in the arena to be able to really enjoy this team. So hopefully it'll be safe soon to be able to do that. But good Lord, that Marc Gasol and Kyle Kuzma combination that we were hoping to see looked really pretty, and I thought really set a tone for the way everybody else kind of played together tonight. You saw, like, LeBron had multiple back cuts. How often do you think LeBron gets back cuts on a game by game basis? That's not something, those dunks that he was having, that's about as easy as basketball has ever been for LeBron. And getting to watch him in that setting. And, you know, the Lakers at one point had a lineup of LeBron, Gasol, I think Kuz was out there, or if he wasn't, they had like KCP, Schroeder, and I believe Matthews. And it was this super unique kind of wing, guard, big, five-out lineup that it was just back cut after back cut after back cut. And yes, I started the show talking about Minnesota, and I started the show talking about why this was kind of a uniquely bad situation for them to be playing in. But the Lakers beat the crap out of the team that was in front of them and really just kind of demoralized them with that passing ability. And, you know, sometimes you just got to tip your cap when a team is playing as cohesively as the Lakers have played offensively the last couple games. The 138 points that they scored the other day on Christmas, that's the second most points that they've scored in something like the last 10 years or something ridiculous. I think Pete tweeted that out. They follow that up with a 127 piece, and they're playing a team in Portland tomorrow or tonight by the time you guys are listening to this that is not very well situated to stop the Lakers if they're going to continue playing like this. And honestly, I kind of wonder if AD returns tomorrow to play against the Blazers in this one, and then that might let LeBron sit with that tweaked ankle that he had, or if they sit both of them just to see what the non-superstars across this rotation are capable of. It was just, I gotta say, we thought this team was going to be really good heading into it. Yes, they had that kind of hiccup to start the year, but even there, as Pete and I talked about, they were just kind of loafing through that game and still very clearly had a chance to win it, they were maybe a couple runs away from really putting the Clippers away in that one. And you know, you've seen what it looks like when the Lakers really kind of hit and maintain that stride over the course of an entire game against lesser opponents, granted, in Dallas playing without KP and Minnesota playing without Cat, but still you still had some talented players across both of those rosters, and the Lakers for some stretches really reminded everybody, no, we're clearly better than everybody, at least in the Western Conference, if not the entire league. Let's take another quick second here. When we come back, I'm going to take some questions from Twitter. Today's show is brought to you in part by Built Bar. Head on over to builtbar.com, use the promo code LOCKEDON, and you will save 20% off of your next order. They have the best protein bars you will get anywhere, and I told you guys to stuff stockings with them over the holiday weekends and stuff, and I did so with my brother-in-law, and you know, he's somebody I've already given them to before in the past, and he just keeps telling me keep them coming. He's telling his friends about them. I actually started telling my neighbors. Everybody basically on my block we're all, you know, heading into the new year, and you have your resolution set. And one great way to set and keep a resolution to lose weight or get into better shape is to have a protein bar instead of a bag of chips, or, you know, crack open one of these protein bars after or for, you know, a smaller meal. I know for breakfast, if you're really kind of on the go, those protein bars have worked great for me. So again, head on over to builtbar.com and then use that promo code locked on, and you'll get 20% off your next order. One more time, that is promo code locked on for 20% off at builtbar.com. All right, first question here comes from Carlos Mora, writing, please go over playoff teams we match up well or may not match up as well for us to keep an eye on over the course of the season. So I'm looking here at the standings, and Sacramento is sitting atop the standings right now, just sitting at 2-1. Oklahoma City is technically, they have a higher win percentage, right? Because they're 1-0. But I'm just gonna choose which teams here I think the Lakers could handle pretty easily in a series. So obviously Sacramento, I don't think they're gonna be up there atop the standings for particularly long. But they're too young. I think the Lakers are just too big and too athletic, and too disciplined to ever really have a problem with the Sacramento Kings. New Orleans Pelicans are an interesting one. Ingram is playing really, really well, but I still think that they're a little thin, no pun intended, with Ingram being over there, thin on the wing to have to deal with LeBron, and you know, if Zion is healthy, they're certainly interesting. We just got to see whether or not he actually stays that way. The Clippers, man, they're giving a weird vibe. You know, I gave Paul George a hard time earlier in the show because of his ability, his proclivity at making excuses, but it's just, it's always something with that team. And well, basketball wise, I think it's an interesting matchup just because the Lakers' strength is somewhat mitigated, but so is the Clippers. And I think the Lakers are deep enough to really kind of take away from one of the things that the Clippers kind of defined themselves by last year. So I still think the Lakers are a better team than the Clippers, and that's before you get to all of the other iffy stuff that might be going on behind the scenes there. Oklahoma City, I think they are not going to be a playoff team, so no real need there. San Antonio Spurs, same, basically. Even if they are playoff teams, it'll be fun to watch the Lakers dismantle them pretty easily. And then you're getting into the Phoenix Suns, Minnesota Timberwolves. Utah is better. Denver is kind of reeling right now, but eventually they'll get their stuff together. Dallas is a fun team that can really score, and when Porzingis is healthy, I think he's a pretty bad matchup for Gasol with his ability to shoot and take him off the dribble. But yeah, look, in the Western Conference, I really think it's the Lakers and everybody else. And you know, we can go to the East, but you know, if the question, I don't think it was specifically about the, yeah. So it's, I'll talk about the top of the East really quickly. So Philly is still big and athletic and physical enough to give the Lakers some issues, but I still am a little nervous about them having enough shooting around everybody there. And if Ben Simmons still refuses to shoot, then I think that really hinders what they're able to do. Brooklyn has looked really freaking good, and that's going to be a team that the Lakers might see in the postseason or in the finals. And goodness, would that be a great series? Just stories up and down. Then you have Boston, you have Milwaukee, and Toronto. And I think in all three of those cases, the Lakers have enough firepower to outscore them and are good enough defensively to give them some issues, while none of those teams are very well situated to deal with what the Lakers do best. Let's go to the next question here, coming from Dominion Screen Polisher. What makes Clippers fans tick? What sort of personality disorder would cause somebody to do that to themselves? I'm not going to get into disorders, but I know just from experience, there are a lot of Clippers fans who take pleasure in, you know, at least growing up, because the Clippers weren't very good growing up. So most of the Clippers fans I knew were basically doing it for attention. Think like, I know people get sick of the whole little brother, big brother thing, but yeah, it's like a little brother asking for attention is what it felt like in my experience. But look, there are some people who really do care about that team. I do really hope that they get, like, the energy from that building last year wasn't great, and I hope at some point it's loud enough so that the Lakers and Clippers, the setting in that building is like those old rivalry high school basketball games where you have 50-50 presences in the gym, which makes for a really cool, like, it's always loud kind of setting in close games. That's ideally what the Lakers, or that's what Lakers Clippers could be. It's just, I think it's going to take a really long time to get there. Next question here comes from Mateo Susan. What's a worst moment in Houston Rockets history? The situation with Harden or Alex Caruso scoring 16 points in the playoffs last year? I mean, personally, that the clip of the dude going insane at the very notion that somebody who looks like Alex Caruso would be taking it to his team is one of my favorite basketball moments of all time. But if you're just looking at like worst things to have going on in an organization, I'm pretty sick of James Harden, and I'm probably still in the minority. It was great. He goes off for the type of game that everybody knows he's capable of, especially against a bad team in the regular season, and be like, see, this is why you got to trade for him. And it's like, you're missing the point. The reason you wouldn't want to trade for him is because this doesn't translate. It is yet to translate in the postseason. And the reason you might not want to trade for him is because he might intentionally go out and go to strip clubs to force his way out of your city if he ever gets sick of it there. That's why there are some people, myself included, who don't think the team should be lining up with all of their best assets to trade for this guy. Let's go a couple more questions. Is it worth it? This comes from at Chester's a badass. Yeah, you are. Is it worth having AD starting at the five more during the regular season if it means has Kuzma has nights like these? I'd rather they cruise and hope they have it in the playoffs. Well, if I mean the Kuz having a night like this, so if the thinking is that, you know, AD will start at the five and then Gasol won't start, and then you have Kuz in with the starters. And that they would be able to create enough for him. I don't know if that's necessarily the train of thought I would have. Personally, I would like to see if you're going to have Gasol out of the starting lineup and you're going to be starting AD at the five, I'd like to see they really got to do something to get Wesley Matthews going or figure out if he's just toast. If he is toast, then you got to adjust some things. Like the fact that the other day, And you know, there's some, it was kind of a blowout. So, there's some garbage time stats going on here, but the Lakers beat the, Mavericks by 23, and yet you still had Wesley Matthews in 16 minutes as a -3 on the game. And like, they got to figure out a way for this guy to be more useful than he's been to this point. All right, that's going to do it for this episode of the Locked On Lakers podcast. Pete will be back tomorrow so that we can react to the Portland Trail Blazers game. As soon as Bet Online has those lines up, I will make sure to retweet them. You should be following them on social if you're into this kind of thing anyway, but I'll make sure to retweet them to see what they set the lines at, given all of the questions that need to be answered about who is playing and all of that, and tomorrow, tonight's game, depending on when you guys are listening. Have a great rest of your day. Make somebody else's. We'll talk to you tomorrow.